The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
This weekend's game night in America, but right here, it's game night at Cody's. Let's go.
That's pretty good. Pretty soft, but pretty good. I don't even know. Okay, so welcome back, everybody.
We've all got our brand new character sheets.
Yep.
I have Lord Dampnuts, the Hobbit Paladin, or Halfling Paladin.
I get to play the Halfling Paladin.
What are the evil paladins again? The Blackguard?
Blackguard, yeah.
Would you like to be a Blackguard, Matt?
Sounds cool.
It is. You get to do all the fun things, except instead of healing people like a punk bitch, you inflict actual damage by just touching them.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Blackguards are kind of cool. It's like, oh, I was a paladin, but then I did something evil and found out I liked it, so I kept doing it.
It's like when a paladin masturbates too much.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
That's how blackguards are made.
His seed is him literally shooting the goodness out of him.
Oh. Well, welcome back, everybody.
This is a good show.
It's something. God. Sure. So, who's ready to get started? Yeah, it's going to be one of those evenings. Hopefully, you're all prepared. So, last time.
We're never prepared. Are you kidding me?
I meant the poor folks who listen to this.
I was on the way here today, and I was like, oh, Davin came back. Like, I haven't thought about this. Like, when I leave here, game's gone. Goodbye. Just floats away.
It's all those big plans you always talk about, those master Machiavellian things that you guys come up with behind my back to show me what's what.
Yeah.
It's a good job. Appreciate that. So, yeah. So, you're at Yesterhill. It is getting on in the afternoon, evening. It's not quite getting dark, not that it ever gets light in Ravenloft. And, oh, yeah. Somebody who is battered and bruised and beaten and missing a hand, which shocked all of you, I presume, because you probably didn't expect to see him alive. Speaking of, this is just a note for
I mean, I kind of half expected to see him alive.
Unbeknownst to the remainder of us.
Did you expect to see him undead?
Know. Huh? He let you guys know.
He did?
Yeah.
He did.
He told us he had a dream and talked to him.
Oh. Oh, whatever.
Not a dream.
In fact, editor's note, we may need to put certain things in before this episode, so Cody, make sure. Future Cody, past Cody would like to remind you to get the editing sequence correct. I haven't decided yet, Jeff, where things need to go. Anyway, so Davin comes up riding a war pony of some sort. Amazingly able to ride because he's currently, you know, he's controlled by me as an NPC, so he can ride however the hell he wants. I don't have to make a roll. Hey, look, he can ride with one hand.
You made a statement just a minute ago that I didn't expect to see him undead. So is he not? Does he appear undead? Is that what you were saying?
No, I just.
You said that.
You said you half expected. So I meant was that undead? Because that he would be half alive.
No, you said. You mean you didn't expect him to see him undead?
Oh.
Exactly.
Rewind the tape.
Trying to get to the truth of that.
So, you all see... We'll go right back to that moment. David said something to the effect of... I don't remember.
Bozak has turned on us.
Yes.
That was the last thing he said.
Davin dismounts. One-handed. Pun intended. And says, Bozak has turned on us. You all were upset that we ended the game there. You've now had 2 weeks to think about your response. Fire away.
Who the hell's that?
This our druid.
No, he's the druid.
I know, I'm talking to Davin now. Remember this.
No,
there's an extra person in the room now.
He's playing Corvus.
I'm very confused.
Alright, I will respond. Who's this asshole?
It's our druid.
But I tried to get to you.
Where have you been?
And what happened to your hand?
That is a story that I fortunately don't have to tell. Thanks.
Aww.
For those of you who missed that, I have taken Corvus's character sheet and gave Jeff Davin's.
You mean I don't get both?
No, you don't get both.
Can you switch, like in Street Fighter? Just tag in.
Tag in?
No, you do not get to tag in.
Well, now I don't have to feel bad when we get mad and kill the druid.
No, it looks like we can kill him now.
It's unfortunate that all those boars might just go away now.
Yeah.
Man!
Devin, do you know how to summon boars?
What?
Hey, do you want to continue with us? This guy's useless.
He's already left. Oh.
He just melted into the forest like those home. Those
ran
home
off
memes.
With the seed and.
Yeah.
So is Corvus still there?
Yeah, no. Okay. Corvus.
Okay.
Corvus, who is now being played by me, looks at you very menacingly because I've decided he's menacing.
Menacing?
Yeah.
I kind of.
I haven't been
fellow.
Menacing yet.
I know.
I don't think Jeff has the capacity to be menacing. I think that's the problem.
Could be.
So all this aside, what's happened to you, Davin?
Long story.
Excellent. We have time.
Okay. I got a letter from Bozak asking me for help. Said she didn't trust you.
Now that
and
was
she didn't
the dragon
think,
lady you
yeah,
talked about.
Yes. Oh. Yes, our former companion.
Yeah, she and I didn't see eye to eye.
And she didn't trust the tiefling, and she wasn't sure that that Pither would help her. Said that she was afraid that you were afraid of the magic. So I went to meet her. She asked me to come alone. She's turned. Strahd got to her. She and I don't remember if it was three or four other vampire spawn jumped me.
I think four.
Knocked unconscious. In the midst of it, I tried to turn them with the tattoo on my hand. And I woke up in the castle, sans hand.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I know a tattoo artist.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Perception. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Perception checks.
16.
18. Not good.
So everyone except for Pither notices not only is his hand that formerly had a
tattoo
on it is obviously gone, which you three would all know. Except maybe the monk. I don't know if the monk would have ever seen you cast a spell.
We fought each other. We went against the
Oh yeah, but I didn't flash that around.
Yeah.
I usually had it on my shield.
Anyway, you would both definitely notice that he has a holy symbol hanging around his neck that's different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you said that last time.
It's tattooed to a desiccated hand.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I never did find the hand. Went looking for it.
So what's this? You got a new god?
Symbol of the Morning Lord.
Which you had before not the same?
No, I had Lathander before. Father Lucian gave me this.
Oh yeah, Lucian.
Yeah.
So continue.
Okay, I woke...
No, I thought, in-game, I seriously thought we discussed that he was the Morning Lord, Lathander.
That they were, that was they were like, related, belief. We thought.
Yeah.
We felt like there was a similarity. But it was
I thought that was Jeff's belief.
Well, that may also
Either
be
way.
The case.
Yeah. Jeff yeah. and David.
Let's continue your story.
Okay. I woke up in the castle, in the dungeon, locked up, met with Strahd.
Is he as dreamy as he looks on the coins?
I don't know. It gave me my ventriloquist dummy back, though. He didn't seem to find it amusing.
We go back and Blinsky's head's on a pike.
Hit no dead, hit no Blinsky.
Swing and a miss.
Right. He said that he was...
Somebody at home laughed.
Strahd said that he was just and fair and that I hadn't done anything wrong, so he let me go. That the torture and everything that I'd been through was Bozak.
Are you bit?
No.
Are you sure?
I would have noticed, right?
This is the DM looking through his notes and shrugging.
I can thoroughly check your neck if you want me to. It's usually what they go for.
Okay.
You're a vampire.
I mean, I got bit in the combat.
You would see signs of healing wounds. You definitely got bit in the neck several times.
So, Mr. Davin, Father Davin.
Hang on, I'm sorry.
I had a question, I'm sorry.
Corvus jumps in. He's like, "So, you're the one my brother spoke of, the one with the holy symbol."
Who's your brother?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm Corvus Mardikoff.
Oh, no.
You may have perhaps felt disembodied for a while. Perhaps as if you knew me a little bit. You walked with me for 3 or 4 sessions,
yeah,
4
maybe.
Hours each.
Yeah, that's me. I found out a little bit about... anyway, Strahd said that he was just and fair, and everything that had been done up to this point had been Bozak, not him, and he let me go. He opened the cell, and I had to find my way out from there.
He just let you wander in his castle?
He didn't expect me to make it too far.
That doesn't seem very fair-minded.
Hmm?
Did you?
I didn't make it very far. I found a way out.
That also means you found a way in.
No, I found a way out. I did
not a revolving door?
No. More of a teleporting door.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is.
Where did you land?
I found a brazier room. The room had two big metal statues on either side, big men on horses, a brazier in the middle with colored stones around it, and an hourglass up above. There's a little poem around the brazier, and it gives you ideas of what the stones do. You throw a stone in the brazier, it flares, sand starts running. You have until the sand... I'm assuming you have until the sand runs out to touch the flame, and you go where whatever stone leads you. Turns out I found the back door that the vampires used in the Valaki.
The back door? I don't...
Into the coffin maker's house.
So did you just show up in the ashes and the ruins?
I did.
That's interesting.
Wow.
The portal still works, so the portal wasn't destroyed from that end. Is that possible?
Hey, how's the governmental infrastructure holding up there?
I didn't spend much time. I don't
okay,
know.
We kind of effed that up pretty good.
I didn't.
I don't know if we did, and I shoot the tiefling a look.
Hey, you got what you wanted in the end.
Corvus is giving Davin a long look. It is. There are few who have ever been into the castle who can claim to have who we've ever heard from again. And those who escape typically do not come out whole, as he stares at you.
Dude's missing a hand, Corvus.
I don't think you understand.
Shitty rip.
No, because you kind of talk in riddles a bit.
It's because I am now an NPC and in control of that ass at the head of the table.
I was calling him out on it.
No disrespect, friend, but I do not think that these gentlemen may be different, but I cannot say that I will trust you so easily at your word.
Okay. What do you want to see?
I have seen the horrors, the mind games that Strahd can play. Sometimes even his victims do not know that they've been played with until they've already gone too far.
You're a funny man to throw around mistrust the way you've been leading us around the past few days.
This is the reason why I was so secretive. Trust in Ravenloft, when misplaced, ends up in not only
you didn't being ask dead, you to come with us. You showed up. So
because you carry something of great import, something you do not understand.
Yeah, did you get any info on that?
No.
So are you like a legit cleric of the Morning Lord?
Although I would like to try again.
Do you have that in your hand?
Get a sharp look from Corvus.
Not in my hand, no.
Well, no, I mean in your possession. Sorry. I couldn't remember which of you had it.
Okay. Sorry. My character has had a slight change.
Aside from the hand?
Yep.
And the god?
Like, are you a cleric?
No, my alignment shifted.
Ooh. No.
Meta, what is it?
Lawful good.
I always thought you were kind of lawful
good. You were chaotic good before, weren't you?
No, lawful neutral.
Oh, okay. I'm really sad. I think I lost that letter, Jim.
So... Back to my question that I noticed you didn't answer.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
There are clerics of the Morning Lord. Is that what you are now?
I honestly don't know. I think so.
Have you tried any of your clerical spells, powers from before with your new amulet?
Other than the spell that I used to contact Pither, no.
Yeah, how'd that work, by the way? Kind of Yeah.
It the same time that you guys went to fifth level, I went to fifth level too and got third level spells.
He contacted you in your mind, yes?
Yeah.
With
ascending spell.
Corvus peers from inside his hooded cowl. Because he's going to be brooding now, I've decided. More like Batman. Corvus has become Batman. He's become Raven Man, but...
Batman! So, are we just going to carry on now?
Are you returning to us for good?
We're on a side quest. Would you like to help?
Beat it.
We're on our way to Kretzik. What do you think of that? By way of the winery.
Okay.
Let's return to the winery. We just completed the quest. We need to get some XP.
I have a friend I'd like you to meet.
With you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I hand you a short sword.
This is neat. Is it, like, decorative or...
No.
No? Pretty bland looking?
Listen to him.
Does it sing?
I literally put it up to my ear.
No, like... listen to him. He may be a good influence on you.
Listen to who?
The sword. Are you deaf?
Can I Matthew Perry this for a second? Could you be any more vague?
No, I'm being pretty specific. Your character would know what an intelligent sword is.
Oh, well then...
Yeah, Lucas doesn't have a f*** clue what you're talking about.
Okay.
Meta!
Right, sorry.
What's an intelligent sword?
Do I need to Arcana check this thing or anything?
It's a magical item that actually has intelligence.
Can it do things?
Mm-hmm. You don't notice anything, Lucas.
Can I walk?
It's a nice sword. It's pretty sharp.
No, I don't notice any kind of magical ability.
Nope.
This just seems like a normal sword to me.
You'll have to attune to it.
All right, I'll put it in my... I don't have a sheath to... maybe it has a sheath. I'll put it somewhere on my person.
Yeah, I'm sure he was just carrying a naked blade. Most people.
And I found out that we've been doing attunement wrong.
Oh?
Yeah.
How's it supposed to be?
It takes a short rest.
Wow.
Well, how long is this talk taking? Perhaps 1 hour? Just saying.
Well, on a walk back, still wouldn't be a rest.
I'm assuming it'll attune to him. I don't know.
I guess we'll find out when I...
Yeah.
Or maybe everything that happened to you might have been psychotic.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you for the sword.
Perhaps we should take a small rest.
We got something else you might be interested in. Corvus, you mind handing me that book?
Oh, never mind. He glares at you.
Would you mind handing me the book, please?
You expect me to hand that over?
I feel that's a very important thing for us to have. Either that, or you can just give us the rest of the information that you got from it, because none of us read it.
You have most of the information. You have all the pertinent information.
Do we?
Yes. Lucas stares at me.
You know that he doesn't, because he was talking to his dad about it.
Right. Now, look.
That's fine. I don't trust this man who came from Strahd's castle who's missing a hand, who hands you a sword that you don't understand, and who is demanding to see... two very, very important artifacts that this group currently holds.
I haven't demanded to see anything.
What do you guys think? You think Davin should be seeing this book that we got?
I'm still trying to figure out where I stand in all of this.
Is there some kind of vampire test we could do?
Got any holy water?
No, if only we knew a cleric that could make some, but then that would be self-defeating.
Davin can. It just takes time. I don't remember how much.
It is getting late in the evening. We should be...
You got a house I can walk into?
He does. There's a winery. Will that work? They kind of live in it.
Yeah, it's a house. It's got, like, bedrooms and stuff. Just a big house.
Bats. Lots of wine.
It's like the happiest place on earth. The monk wistfully looks into the distance.
It is... getting darker. It is getting on to evening.
Why don't we start heading back to the winery and then finish this up and we can go wherever else we need to go.
What's up to you, Corvus? Is that okay with you?
He cinches his pack on tighter and starts walking down the hill.
That's kind of a yes for him.
Were you on a horse? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, you were on a war pony.
Jeff was.
Yeah.
Nice horse.
What's his name?
I don't know. I have to get it back to Irwin when we get a chance.
Oh.
Okay.
I was in a little bit of a hurry to catch up to you guys.
Makes sense.
Okay. You begin walking then, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Corvus leads the way back to the winery.
Okay.
Perception checks?
Nine.
Seven.
Cool. You get down Yesterhill, you weave your way back through the woods. It still seems oppressive and dark, but again, you're in Ravenloft. It's murky, it's starting to rain, it's unpleasant. And as you walk up the drive, you actually see that the whole Martikov family is standing outside the winery waiting for you. As you approach, Irina actually breaks from them and runs up and goes, "Oh my god, Davin, Davin, Davin!" And she literally pulls the dwarf off in a giant bear hug.
Sweet. What's going on?
She's... Nothing, I'm just...
Why are they all waiting? Why are they all out here looking at us?
Corvus, who is ignoring you, proceeds to walk over to his father and whisper to him, and you see him, he hands him the stone. And you see the father look to you, old man Martikov looks, and he says, we'll be back in just a moment. And the whole troop sort of starts proceeding out into the fields with the seed. Leaving you alone with Irina. Davin, where have you been?
I was taken to the castle.
I've had such dreams lately. I was worried I would never see you again.
What kind of dreams?
Dreams of just horrible, horrible dreams of things that happened, but also a man, a dark-haired man who keeps trying to reach me. He sort of is him, but not him. I don't know how to explain it. And she hugs you again. I'm so glad you're safe. And she kind of actually proceeds to each one of you and just, I'm so glad that you're back.
Are we, how close to the house are we?
They were sort of waiting out, like, say, 20 or 30 feet in front of the house. So, I mean, you're right there at the winery.
Well, go on there, cleric. Prove it.
Yeah, I'll walk in the house.
You walk into a winery. Seems to show signs of a recent battle, probably. There's bits of,
the
like...
The hell happened here?
Vegetation everywhere.
Hold that thought. Corvus, are you satisfied he's not...
Corvus vampire? Isn't standing there.
Corvus, I'm an idiot. Oh, yeah, so there were druids. Evil, nasty druids.
Oh, okay.
And they were taking up residence, kicked out the Martikov family. We kicked their butts, their patooties.
Sweet.
I didn't.
Yeah, he bitched out.
I kind of got knocked down. But I got up again.
So you
never gonna keep me down.
Sorry. Thank you.
So you guys found the seed then, yes? Is that what that was? The seed?
One or two, apparently, yeah. Oh,
good. Good. Good.
Do you still have the symbol?
Yeah. Well, okie dokie then.
Can I see it? Can I have it back?
Was his, wasn't it?
No. It was ours. Technically, he found it. I pointed to the tiefling.
I gave it to him.
I'm just saying.
Because he was kind of the cleric-y guy. I don't know anything about the thing.
I don't know.
Hither, are you unsure of your friend's intentions?
Yeah, some crazy shit's gone in the last couple weeks.
Would you like to roll an insight, Hither?
I actually thought about that, but I don't know. Usually he doesn't allow us to roll insight against each other, so.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, guys. What do we got to do to fix this shit?
I don't know, man. I'm on your side.
I don't know, lefty.
No, I'd be righty now.
Whatever, righty.
I think Stumpy would have been the proper joke, but okay.
No, he's already really short. I don't want to be, like, insensitive.
Oh.
Since when? My character doesn't want to be insensitive.
Look, he seems like he's a lot more on the good side than he used to be.
Just seems you think I'm going to trust your word any more than his?
I mean, why don't you two just touch and get it over with?
That would be an interesting setup. You would need a ladder, I think. Yeah. At least a step stool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would still have to be on your knees.
If you don't trust him, if you're not sure to trust him, put your dick in his mouth. You'll find out if you can trust him or not. That's what we used to do in the old war campaigns. Have our trust games.
At the, it's like,
Is that your voice? That's,
that's,
what,
that's what all the that's what all the old monks that's what all the old monks used to tell me anyway.
Wait, you guys didn't play trust games? Oh God, what's happened with my life?
I entertain only myself.
It's actually true.
Oh, shit. Hate mail for Matt can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. There were some unresolved issues here. I've been sort of waiting for you guys to play
me,
it out.
Me too.
What are we waiting on?
I don't know. What are we waiting on? What are we doing?
By the way, sex abuse hotline 877-995-5247. It's not funny. Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to. I'm not making fun of sex abuse here. I'm trying to be.
What are you, Lucas, all of a sudden?
What? Not funny? Bad at math? Short? Which one?
That being short was a developmental issue.
No. You can't develop being short.
You see the amputation. Is there such a thing as an undevelopmental issue? Like you never developed the ability to grow or what?
Oh my God.
You have an undevelopmental. Okay.
I had shots to grow. It's an actual thing.
For the sake of argument, the Mardukovs will come back since you guys aren't driving plot whatsoever.
Well, we were going to escort the wine to Kretz. So
are you going to do that in the middle of the night?
Well, no.
Okay.
So,
and we don't want to just go pick bedrooms. There's no Mardukovs. We're just sitting here.
The Mardukovs return.
Do you mind if we crash here tonight?
No, you are... The old man, no, you are still most welcome to stay, though the added, you know, you may be more comfortable in the barn, but, or not the barn, though. They had the little place, the loft, I guess I would say. The loft will accommodate you.
Slept on the floor of the distillery last time, didn't we?
Yeah, but at this point they started to clean up, like the loft would probably be more comfortable.
Whatever works.
They've redone the hay and got it ready. And,
oh, thank you, that's very kind of you. Corvus, are you present?
Yeah, Corvus is there.
I'm sorry, just making sure, since you're now two NPCs that are...
I am the knight.
Are you convinced that he's not a vampire? He walked in, you didn't invite him.
You...
He's, you know, an interloper, but not...
I just think that you all should be careful. You all should be very careful.
I think he needs some trust exercises, too.
Druidic circles, man. They have their own trust exercises.
Druidic circle jerks, yeah.
The old man invites you in. Yes, yes. They have dinner prepared. He actually opens a bottle of wine and shares it around. For the most part, it is a perfectly amicable dinner.
Cool.
Okay, so are you guys filling me in on what you guys learned about the book so far?
Sure.
I mean, do you want us to literally do it?
No. Because Davin doesn't know.
Jeff already knows.
Yeah, Davin doesn't know
Jeff's
anything about
the only
the
one
book.
That does know.
Yeah.
Jeff is the only one that does know.
Because the book was given to who? Corvus?
Yep.
That was a wise call.
So,
which is why I want it back.
Has Corvus read every... Did Corvus tell us everything out of the book?
Nope.
No.
No.
So you can only tell Davin what you know.
But you heard more when he was talking to his dad.
Well, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, we'll give you that too.
It was like 3 months ago. It's not an exaggeration.
It is.
Okay. It's like 3 sessions ago. I tell him all I know.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we're going to Kretzk.
That's
we're
the plan.
We're escorting wine.
I like to think of it as delivering, but if you want to escort it, that's fine.
Corvus has this book.
Mm-hmm. That he does.
Okay. Anybody else want to do anything?
I want to go to sleep and get all my hit points back and key points.
That sounds like a good idea.
Do you get all your key points back?
When I sleep.
Full rest, yeah.
But your hit die doesn't come back if you spend any hit die. I don't think anybody did, though, did they?
We haven't spent anything, no.
We didn't take a short rest.
You get half.
Do your key points come back after a short rest, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you gentlemen are going to set off? Corvus and the old man says, yes, thank you for returning the seed. We've already put it back so that the grapes will continue to grow. If you would escort this to Kretzk, I would appreciate it.
Yes.
And he and Corvus have a discussion of how to find the other seed, where it might be, and what what steps they should take next.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Any idea where the other seed was taken?
He told us. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was Baba Yaga.
I think it was Perez. Yeah. Is where okay. it is.
Hey, and can we get some opinions on this axe?
Oh yeah, I got this axe. It kind of hurts when I swing it.
Okay, who are you going
to... Corvus didn't know anything. I'll just present it to the father and say, what do you think this thing is?
Father just looks at it.
Can you attune to two magical items at once?
You can be attuned to up to three.
I don't have any on my person at all.
Does that change ever?
Well, except for these two.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's like a magical...
No, there's a limit to how many magical items you can attune to.
What if you toss one?
Yeah, you can break the attunement to one to pick up a different one.
You see Corvus stare at it. His father stares at it. Corvus again goes to reach for it, and you see the spikes pop out, and they both kind of sort of lean back.
Some blades and sword. That's cool.
You can make a roll of some kind. You know some magic-y stuff.
That's not a good one.
No, it's really poor.
Can I reach out and touch it?
If you like.
Yeah.
When he touches the blade, nothing happens.
I'd say this was meant for you.
That's really f***ing weird, though.
Okay.
You like axes?
He's the only good aligned person. It's not that weird.
You like axes?
He's not the only good one. Corvus was.
It's true.
No, that was not made clear.
Mm. Is it a lawful thing?
It's true.
You look confused. Are you needing to retcon something? Or?
No.
Okay.
Just go as is. See, Corvus looks at you and says, you can swing that.
He picks it up like Vision takes Thor's hammer.
Yeah. You mean this?
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
So he picks it up and he swings, and you sort of swing it around. He sort of looks at you and he says, you would be a rare individual indeed to have actually escaped the castle without its effects being put upon you.
Oh, wave the stump at him. So
walking through the door yeah. wasn't enough, but touching an axe convinces you?
I'm not convinced.
Pretty f***ing convincing.
What is?
So, I'm sorry, what's the significance of the damn axe? Is it...
Nobody can make a roll over three yet, so...
What about Corvus? Can you roll next day? Roll what? What am I rolling?
Arcana, probably.
15 get me anything?
Higher than I rolled.
You would assume that it has something to do with the morality and nature of the individual holding it.
So perhaps, Corvus, you couldn't touch because of your deviousness with us. We all have our secrets. Davin's the damn finest of us all.
You see the old man. I just like to imagine the old crow smokes a pipe. I don't know if he does or not, but it seems applicable. He's sitting back and he's chewing on the end of his pipe. He says, can you use that? He says, nodding towards your neck.
What, the holy symbol?
Hmm.
Yeah?
And then I make it rain.
He sort of indicates that, please.
This is before we rest?
Yes.
I will heal.
Okay. So you put your hands on, say, Lestat, who had punctured his
no,
hands.
No, I will burn a third level spell and do a mass heal.
Okay. The room engulfs in angelic light as everybody and their brother gets healed.
For 10 points?
What? That's so many... temporary hit points. I kind of don't want to go to sleep.
Let's go away after like an hour, though.
No, yes. 8 hours. I got to. Oh, like, really? Well, I have to rest.
To rest.
To oh, rest.
Okay.
Yeah. We looked that up last time.
Mm. You see the old crow turn to Corvus and says, "They should give him. They should give it to him. That is not my decision to make, but you should give it." And he says, "If you will excuse me, I must tend the winery in the morning." And most of the Mardukovs are sort of making their way to bed. They're cleaning up the last of the dishes, etc.
I thank him on his way up.
Yep.
Are we having those sausages tomorrow? They were delicious.
By the way, dear, are you holding the axe? Are you keeping the axe?
Yes.
Okay, so someone's got
unless,
the axe.
Unless somebody else wants it.
This is clear.
I didn't get any magical items from this trip.
Just you take
it. Is there anything so, for me?
Add that to your list, because I'm going to take it off mine.
I don't even... I don't know what to make the pluses.
Yeah, just remind me.
Yeah, oh.
Nobody's actually taken the time to attempt to attune to it, mostly because it's sharp and pointy.
It hurted me.
Yeah, and it's not just carrying it around with you. It's an hour of meditation with it.
Yeah. You have to spend an hour, like, focusing on it.
Cool. I'll do the same with my sword.
Cool. That'll be fun.
It's supposed to be a magical sword.
I will, before I hand the sword to Lucas, I will say, go with my friend. Try and guide him.
I whisper, thank you. Do it.
So since we are all attuning, yes?
Yeah.
We'll start with Troy. As soon as that running stops, and as soon as I get to the right page. So you guys can spend the first bit of the evening actually meditating on these things that you have. Yep. Troy, you have a blood spear.
I do remember that.
It is a plus one spear. That
was a plus two.
Or did I say it was a plus two? Oh. It is actually a plus one. Mechanically, it is a plus one. For you, it is a plus two.
Because you're a large creature.
No.
So you're telling me it's a plus two.
It is a plus two.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if anyone else wields it, it is not a plus two.
Okay.
For you, it is a plus two.
Because nice. Reasons.
Because you were chosen.
That makes sense.
For everyone else, it is a plus one sphere. When you hit a melee attack and reduce your target to zero hit points, you gain 2d6 temporary.
So it's plus two, and every time I kill somebody, 2d6.
Yes, 2d6 temporary hit points. Lucas, you're staring at it, you're staring at it, you're staring at it.
I'll probably mumble into it, hoping it'll talk back.
Hello, computer.
Hello, computer. And you suddenly get a nice feeling of warmth in your chest that's totally foreign. It kind of feels...
My heart just grew four sizes.
It kind of feels happy. Happy!
That's it?
No, there's more to it, but I didn't know if you were going to react to the fact that you suddenly feel happy for no real apparent reason.
Yeah, no, I'm like, whoa, this is interesting.
Are you guys still tuning? You now feel happy twice. Beep, beep.
We're attuning to our magical
items. I actually whispered to the sword, are you doing this?
You feel like you're running through the grass in bare feet on a summer's day.
That's cool. This is really nice. I like this.
Beep, beep. Kind of get a couple beats of happiness.
I'm enjoying every bit of it. Mm. Every time it happens. I mean, I can try talking to it again and see
it's up to you. I'm letting you explore it. If you wish.
I'll actually say to the sword, thank you.
You feel confident. You feel just real capable of doing things at the moment.
Is this the point where you tell me that it's a plus 10 sword and I...
No, this is not the point where I tell you it's a plus 10 sword. Okay.
Where I tell you it's a plus 18. Like, what the f***?
No,
oh,
I want to be 10.
I will tell you it is a plus 1 sword.
Okay.
And you get the feeling of warmth, of fire, of heat.
Betwixt your legs.
Yes.
I'm physically feeling this, right?
Yeah, no, you're feeling warm. You're like you're up against a nice warm fire.
Like, am I feeling it resonating off the handle?
It's sort of an all over thing. It's not coming from a certain place, but it's different from the happy feeling that you were just communicated.
Like a bad warm feeling or no?
No, just a comfortable.
I stand up and just kind of swing it around and see how it feels.
Feels good. It's nice. It's sharp. And as you swing it around, where are you at while you're swinging it around?
Away from everyone else so I don't hurt them in case I drop it.
Okay.
Like, am I seeing flames coming off of it?
No, not at all. Make me a what's your passive perception?
14.
You get this sudden feeling of, like, back left shoulder. Like, the warmth is now back over here somewhere, behind you.
I spin about, and what do I see?
You see that someone just walked out of that room and you did not hear them. But the sword very clearly told you they were there.
Okay. I peek around the door. Who do I see?
One of the Martikovs getting up, going to the bathroom.
Okay.
They just were walking silently and you didn't notice them, but the sword told you they were there. You get more fire. Now it's tingling your fingers. Getting warmth of the sun.
Enjoyable.
In fact, sword begins to glow a little bit.
Hobbitses are about.
I have Sting in my hand, kind of what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that it's starting to glow. And you realize now that it's just getting warmer and more comfortable and becoming a stronger feeling.
It's not hurting me.
No, not at all. But now the sword is glowing quite brightly, almost as brightly as like a torch.
I'll sheath it.
Ooh, the light goes out.
Okay. I just sort of look at my hands like, this is new.
And it, you sort of get a little, even though it's in its sheath, you sort of get a little reassuring ping of happiness in the back of your head.
Before I lay down, I'm like, maybe I'll actually have some good f-ing dreams for once.
There was something else that he would get to.
There is. I'm just trying to figure out how to... you get the sense that it can also protect you. It has a spell you can cast.
It's like Crusader's Mantle or something?
Yeah. It can cast Crusader's Mantle. It will glow constantly. And since it is intelligent, it can... It does have rudimentary senses. So you get the sense that it can hear and see within a distance.
Even with it in my sheath, it would still, I feel like it would still give me the sense that someone's sneaking up behind me.
It may. I would not bank on it. It did not seem extremely intelligent. Sort of like a puppy.
Okay.
But yes, you can also cast Crusader's Mantle, and it will glow. It will glow the brightness of a torch. I think it's within 15 feet. Or 30 feet, something like that.
What's Crusader's Mantle
do? What does Crusader's Mantle do?
What Jeff said. Basically, you pop, and within a range of 30 feet for 1 minute, you give everyone around you radiant damage bonus.
Radiant damage bonus, it doesn't actually damage things around me?
No, your allies gain an extra d4 of radiant damage on any attack they make.
Which is excellent for vampires.
How often can I cast that?
Once a day. Once a day. You get the sense that it recharges with the dawn.
Makes sense.
What is it?
Cool, though.
Cool. There's that one.
So that'll be helpful against vamps.
I'm sorry.
I still have my other sword.
Attuned, and I was out of the room. So you said we were doing attunement wrong?
Apparently it takes an hour instead of a day.
It takes an hour to...
We've been doing it like 24
rest
hours.
And I would like to point out, for those of you listening to Curse of Strahd... Well, they're attuning, so they're taking an hour.
I'm meditating and then going to sleep.
Well, aren't we going to bed? Can I go to bed?
Sure, go to bed.
I'm in bed.
I had to do a thing for you. The axe. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the sense that it was probably a druidic weapon. Not intelligent. It does extra damage to, it does extra damage to plant and plant creatures. It's an extra 1d8 damage, in fact.
Oh, wow.
But it only wants to be held by lawful good creatures.
Oh, yeah. We probably also explained to you that tree out there needs to be taken care of.
Okay. What's the plus?
I don't know if we need to go back out and take
there, it. It doesn't specify a plus. It's just an extra 1d8. Probably means that it's in third ed, it would have to be a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
But... In that this book, it doesn't specify. I don't think it intends for characters to pick it up. It's just a thing. Like most weapons in the book, I get a whole stat block. This is just, hey, you found an axe that does this.
Oh, it was the same way with that dragon gleam in the last one.
Yes, exactly. Where it doesn't have a, because magical items are different in this. So I'm assuming it's just the axe is probably D6.
D8.
So it's probably just 2D8 or 1D8 plus 1D8 when it attacks a plant like weapon, which can. Can you even use an axe?
Yes.
Oh, you can?
Okay. Dwarves can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, dwarves have a racial weapon proficiency for axes and hammers.
Just clerics can't.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking class. I was thinking dwarves, for sure.
So are you resting the rest of the eve, then?
But it is considered magical.
The attack is considered magical, yes. Even the thorns are considered magical.
So if he's attacking something that is not plant-like, is it still like a plus one?
Not the way that it's read.
Okay.
That's what the argument is. Is theoretically, if it's magical in third ed, it would have to be a plus one.
Would you mind if I Googled it?
You can Google it. I think he wrote it just to have an extra bit of treasure.
Okay.
I don't think it's not listed in the book. Unlike many other magical items, it's just something to come across, and I haven't.
I hope we attack one more druids, that's all.
It'd
be kind of cool.
So yeah, there you go.
Tree vampires or something?
Cool. So we all rest and get our
Before we go to bed.
Sure.
Or I guess waiting. I guess I will give him the...
You're going to give him the holy symbol of Ravenkind?
Yeah.
Are you?
Jeff. Are you ready to enact our secret plan?
You're a dick.
Are you going to meditate on the holy symbol of Ravenkind?
Yes, I will.
So Pither, as you hand him the holy symbol,
he
turns into a bat and jumps out the window.
I figured. Game over.
You see Pither almost, or Davin almost trembles when he takes it from Pither a little bit. Like, it's just like he's so bundled up with energy when he holds it in his hand. And Jeff, it is like you're having a religious buffet at this moment. As you take a hold of this. This is a connection far surpassing anything you felt in the last few weeks. You know how it was different once you got...
The Morning Lord holy symbol?
Yes. It's like that, but dial it up to 11. This is like... You're not attuned to it, but you're like, oh, baby. This is...
Is it a noticeable difference?
Like...
I can see in him?
Yeah, like you've been around Davin long enough. You see him, he's very like... intently staring at this. Like, I don't want to quite go and say my precious, but pretty, I mean, like, in a similar vein. He is...
Not precious.
Are you going to attune to it?
If I can, yeah.
Sure. It just means you get a little... You guys get a later start, or you, sleep late, one of the two.
Okay.
You're going to need a notebook for this. So remember how that thorny weapon I was just talking about didn't give you anything?
This gives you all the things.
Oh, I think you have a page.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's make a copy.
Making copies.
No.
The Davmeister.
The Davmeister.
Davin Rooney.
That one. The Dav Man.
10 charges, Jeff. 1d6 plus 4 daily at dawn.
Radiant.
1d6
plus 4 charges.
To that's what it recharges each day?
Yes. So your 1d6 plus 4 charges at dawn, you hold a total of 10. You're probably going to want to keep a running count on this as it applies. For Oon Charge, you get the ability Hold Vampire.
Oh. Hang on, I'm getting an erection.
Vampires and spawn within 30 feet.
Oh god, it's an AoE?
Yes, it is.
Wait, what?
It's an AoE hold.
Vampires and spawn within 30 feet.
And 10 times a day you can do this?
DC 15 saving throw. Wisdom saving
throw. Once a day.
Wow.
No, I recharge charges every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought it was 10 charges.
But it recharges only that much, so at most it would get 10.
Okay.
Right.
On a failed save, Jeff, paralysis for 1 minute.
On yourself?
No.
I don't think you understand quite what this is doing, do you?
It's nerfing.
I wasn't sure.
That's okay, what it's doing. If you got that, because I'm not done.
Dude, feel my nipples.
Oh, I'd rather not.
Circular motion.
And like 7 charges, you shoot out a holy fire of radiant damage and explode things.
DC 15, will save?
Wisdom
save?
Yeah.
Tell me it has Ghost Rider's Penance Stare. That'd be tight.
And it's a paralysis for 1 minute. But they can't, every round it can make the check. So it's not a permanent 1 minute paralysis, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. For 3 charges, turn undead.
You've got that.
Next time I die.
Turn undead.
When used, if you use that, they have disadvantage against you.
They have disadvantage against my turn attempt if I burn 3 charges.
Yes. If you present this instead of your holy symbol, it costs you 3 charges and they get disadvantage on the turn roll.
Kill some vampires.
You got that one down?
Yeah.
Okay. For 5 charges, sunlight. 30 feet. An additional 30 is dim light. But you get, as far as I understand, I'd need to read the sunlight spell, but I think you are casting sunlight.
There isn't a sunlight spell.
There isn't.
Or wait a minute. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
I was going to say that there is.
It's a druid.
Duration is 10 minutes or until you end the effect. And you can end the effect with no action required. You just will it done.
Okay.
There's no bonus action. It's just light off.
Okay.
There's daylight.
Is that something that you could snap a picture of like you did the Were-Raven thing?
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Okay. No.
I want to hug
you. And we've been carrying this around since like the fourth.
None of us been able to know what the f*** it did.
When I literally started looking at the stuff after we did it, I went, God damn it. Like, they're going to get one of the coolest things like 2 minutes into this game. Like, they won't know how to use it, though. Yeah.
Okay, is it sunburst?
No, it is sunlight.
Okay. There's no sunlight.
There's sunbeam and there's sunburst and there's daylight.
I don't know if that counts. It does not specify if that counts as actual sunlight or
something. Sunburst is titties. 12d6 radiant damage.
You know, usually, what is it? The spell darkness creates actual darkness, and the spell, is it
daylight then creates does actual not create that does not create sunlight.
Daylight does not create sunlight?
No. No, it will say sunlight in the description.
Daylight. Light spreads out from a point. The sphere is bright light and sheds dim light. Choose a point. Just says light.
Yeah. See, sunburst, an 8th level spell, brilliant sunlight flashes.
Yeah. And that's why I just asked him.
And as far as this DM is concerned, Jeff, you earned it, so... You went through some...
So does it specify it is sunlight?
The ability is called sunlight. It specifies it within the text as bright light.
No, read like the first two words in the description.
You guys are really concerned about whether or not it casts sunlight or not. I don't know why.
Me either.
Make it shed bright light. The light is sunlight.
There you go.
That's all you needed to know.
Neat.
And real sunlight, not like pocket dimension gray gloom light, right? Like,
so next time you go to work, like make an actual medallion to wear.
You
can do two. Oh, yeah, you got two of them now.
If we're going to be making Holy Symbol of Ravenkinds, I would like a Holy Symbol of Ravenkinds.
I kind of would
with,
too.
With the ruby in the middle.
I kind of would too.
Okay. What do you gentlemen want to do? So,
I want to kill vampires.
You are literally like, you earned it, Jeff. Anyone who has listened knows that you earned it. So you play.
We'll find
it
out.
It is yours. 4 months.
No, I said next month.
Okay, guys, come on.
Next,
real quick, and I'm going to find Corvus and his dad.
Okay, you find Corvus and his dad.
Where are we going?
And I will pop sunlight.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.